MMC must closely monitor the thermal, seepage, and water quality characteristics of the mine waste storage areas. A worst-case plan must be prepared for implementation of design changes and adaptive engineering if monitoring indicates contaminants are negatively impacting the environment. Under abandonment and closure, KIA and NTI feel the existing abandonment and restoration plan presented by MMC is sufficient. However, MMC should provide an annual revised abandonment and restoration plan for each year of construction and operation. This updated plan would incorporate design changes and adaptive engineering that was required and implemented during construction and operations. These changes would be based on monitoring results collected over the life of the project to reflect actual site conditions. KIA and NTI feel MMC has sufficiently addressed each of our concerns to date by monitoring and implementing adaptive engineering. For security, the Kivalliq Inuit Association acknowledges the right of the Nunavut Water Board to require the proponent to furnish and maintain security for the project. KIA, as the owner of Inuit lands upon which the project will be constructed, is entitled to hold security pursuant to its lease with the proponent to protect against the risks posed by the project on IOL. KIA supports earlier decisions of the Nunavut Water Board that security should not be divided between land and water. KIA believes that all parties' interests would be best served if there was one security held jointly by KIA and the minister. However, KIA is aware that Canada will not accept security, which is payable jointly to the minister and KIA. If the Nunavut Water Board awards security, which is held only in the name of the minister, KIA is exposed to risks that some part of the security may be applied for other purposes, such as reclamation off IOL or compensation to third parties who are adversely affected by the project. The amount of security is determined based on some of the risks posed by the project and is normally capped at the amount required for abandonment and reclamation. However, according to the Nunavut Waters and Nunavut Surface Rights Tribunal Act, the minister may apply, the minister may apply the security to compensate any person who is adversely affected by the project. As well, the minister may use the security to reimburse the Crown for some of its costs. As a result, the security can be depleted for things which were not contemplated when the amount of security was determined. KIA is not suggesting that Canada would improperly use the security, only that Canada's obligations are broader and its priorities may be different from those of KIA. If the security is held only by the minister and the security is depleted for other claims, KIA faces the potential of cleanup costs for which no security is available. Okay. The first scenario that we came up with to address security. KIA initially proposed that security be held in a trust which would set out the rights and responsibilities of each party. This trust indenture would detail decision-making processes and other fundamental terms governing the application of security should it be needed. rather than trying to allocate the security as between land and water in the absence of a real-life situation where the facts would inform the partners as to how the security would be best applied, the parties would determine how to use the security based on the facts as they were known when and if the security is called upon. If INAC and KIA were to agree to the terms of a trust, satisfactory evidence could be provided to the Nunavut Water Board that adequate security is in place pursuant to the trust, thus eliminating the need of the Nunavut Water Board to order security and avoiding the problems already mentioned. INAC's mine site reclamation policy for Nunavut states, consideration should be given to alternate or innovative forms of security, such as mine reclamation trusts, provided they meet certain criteria that protect the government's interests and objectives. Therefore, the holding of security for this project could be achieved in a way that protects the interests of both the Crown and KIA without the need for a policy change by INAC. INAC advised KIA that a trust for holding security for this project is not possible at this time, as it would take time to prepare this. KIA recognizes the authority of the Nunavut Water Board is to require security in a form of nature subject to such terms and conditions and in the amount prescribed or determined in according with the regulations that satisfy the minister. Absent regulatory authority or agreement by the minister that a trust is satisfactory, the Nunavut Water Board is unable to require that the security be held in a trust. KIA is now forced to consider alternate ways in which the security could be held due to time constraints. Second scenario that we had thought about, if the security is not separated between land and water, and the board is limited to ordering security which is to be held only by the minister, then KIA must have an acceptable agreement with Canada setting out how security held by the minister will be applied. Otherwise, KIA has no assurance that the security will be used to protect IOL, which is the land at greatest risk due to the location of this project. KIA has been advised by INAC that such an agreement is not possible at this time. The third scenario that KIA had looked at was that if the Nunavut Water Board awards 100% security to be held by the minister, KIA would only be protected if INAC would indemnify KIA against any liabilities for the abandonment and reclamation of the project. INAC has indicated that they will not provide such an indemnity to KIA. The fourth scenario that we were looking at, the Nunavut Water Board awards 100% security to be held by the minister. The minister may then apply these funds to reclaim IOL, but is not necessarily obligated for land or water-related issues on IOL. Therefore, KIA is then forced to request its own additional security under its lease agreements. Under this arrangement, the proponent is then forced with the possibility that it will have to provide security to both the minister and to KIA, with the result that the project is oversecured, creating financial burden on the proponent. This is a result that nobody wants to see. The fifth scenario that we looked at, KIA understanding and supporting the view that land and water security